going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mary Kay knows something. Don't tell me.
Does she know something again?
She knows something.
How does she penetrate the walls of Berea?
Every time Mary Kay says something, people go, she's crazy. Yeah, the Browns are never known to do anything crazy. Never. And then she ends up being right. How is that always possible?
It's going to be like Hegseth. Who are the leakers? We're going to find the leakers.
Calm down. I'm turning off the Fox
Who
and Friends.
Who are the leakers?
I knew you would do this.
Somebody's got to be leaking.
Joe Flacco's appearance is over. I'm turning off the Fox and Friends. You need to relax. Why is one of his sideburns longer than the other?
Yeah, we've been wondering.
All right, that's all I got on that issue. So let me tell you this. If they came back with Jalen Milroe tonight, I may sew my face to the carpet floor in this studio. Because there were people going, oh, you got to take him in the first round. I'm going, no, you don't. And then they played Michigan, and I thought that would settle it. I thought that was it. And yes, he is a physical specimen. And yes, he has got all the mental capabilities of what you would want out of a quarterback. Those are all fair. If they took him tomorrow night, I'd be fine with it. If you take him in the first round, that means you're giving up something to go get him, and I'm just going to be beside myself. And I ain't mad at the kid. I'm not even mad at the situation. I just don't like the situation. You don't have the time. He is raw. And I know there's highlights going around on the internet all over the place. Yeah, well, I can find highlights too. He played at Alabama, for crying out loud. You could find highlights of the guy. But I'm going, my God, I think it was my buddy Nick Kovac who said he wasn't even in the top five of the SEC. No, was that Nico? No, that was him. Weren't even in the top five of the SEC. Don't do that. Don't move back in the first round for him. Please don't do that. Because that means you're going to play him too soon. And you know what's going to happen. We've been down that road many times. You guys know what's going to happen. You want to take... even at 33, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I know. Well, I'm really wondering if tonight is going to be a long night for Browns fans. And what I mean by that, not in a bad way, I mean long night meaning you're up until midnight because the Browns are pulling... a trade up at the end of that first round.
Funny you should say that. Now, Mary Kay doesn't necessarily think so. Todd McShay, he thinks something's cooking.
There's been a lot of noise, and now the noise isn't just outside with the media. The noise is everywhere. It's phone calls are being made. That number two pick, is someone trying to move up? Apparently, there's a team out there that is like Travis Hunter crazy. But I can tell you, like, calls are being made now, and I'm curious because I feel like something's about to happen. Something's coming.
That's Todd McShay on the McShay Show, on his podcast, Ringer. Something, there's a brouhaha coming.
Yeah.
Two, they're open for business, it seems. Would they be willing to move back in?
Now we got the golden ticket. Then we got the golden ticket at number two. The problem is what people are going to say invariably is, well, then why aren't you taking them? Just take them. You're desperate. You have all these needs. You've got this... apparently, according to everybody, especially the last 2 weeks, this superstar to end all superstars at number two, just take them. Now, I've kind of said if they could extract picks out of this draft, which has been commonly referred to as a down draft and stock up. Browns need a lot of young players. They need a lot of draft picks to cash in. You know, one guy isn't necessarily going to make all the difference in the world, and they need to recoup all the stock that they have lost with the Deshaun Watson move. Then if you can extract something out of this, that's a coup.
Of all days. We're not doing that anymore. We got a first-round pick. We're getting better today. I'm not mentioning that guy.
Understand.
What were you saying?
That this, if they pull this off, I mean, that would be pretty amazing, but I know fans won't like it.
No,
because they're going to be thinking what? They're going to be thinking Phil Taylor, Julio Jones.
Oh, you're talking about trading out?
Yes.
See, I thought you were talking about going up for a quarterback.
But I'm getting to that too, because, you know, Mary Kay brought it up in the sense that she sees the dynamic there. Travis Hunter to trade up to get Milroe. I don't know why the two of those need to necessarily be linked, though. Like, I don't know why it has to, like, first of all, if they take Abdul Carter, right? They take Abdul Carter.
Why am I giving up anything for projects? Projects are supposed to be that. They're like, okay, they're there, and I know he's a project, but we're going to take him. Why am I giving up things projects?
Do you remember Lamar Jackson was not considered a project? It was just they didn't think he could throw the ball well enough, but he had shown signs of doing it. Milroe has not shown any signs of being able to do that.
It's either a bomb or he's taken off and running. So why do
First Reed is gone.
Yeah, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to give up more picks for a project? If you took him tomorrow, I'll find a way to live with it. If you took him later on in the draft, certainly I'd love it. I wouldn't love it, but I'd be obviously I'm not going to sit there and lose my mind over it, for crying out loud. If you move back up into the first round, it's nonsensical. Because if you take it's a quarterback. The whole thing, the whole season, the whole league is ran on quarterbacks. So why aren't you showing passion for the quarterback like you would with the other position? It doesn't make that much sense. If you were to move back, say, if there was a team that was willing to move up that high for Travis Hunter and you wanted to take a guy later on in the first round,
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Fine, be my guest if you wanted to get another first-round pick, but I just do not get it. I don't get that. Moving back up for him is not sensical to me. Giving up more picks for a quarterback that you're not even passionate about.
I am kind of with you on this.
Because if you were that passionate about it, you would say he's more important than Travis Hunter.
Yeah, but to be fair...
thank you, Champions Post.
But to be fair, me and you have not been in on him at all. So if the Browns just have a totally different read on what he is. It is amazing. He was invited to the draft. It's incredible to me. Like, are we way off?
So was Malik Willis.
I know, but in this case, are we? Where was he taken?
Third round.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, Milroe, I mean, can you imagine if he fell to the third round?
That'd be if he fell to the third round, he was at 67, fine. Turn the card in. We'll see.
Yeah, at least you wouldn't have traded anything to get him.
What the hell? I'll what the hell a quarterback in the third round. You want to do that, that's fine. Because that doesn't stop me from taking a quarterback next year at the top of the draft. But if you're going to trade back into the first round, you're passionate for it, but you're not passionate enough to tell me that this guy is going to change your franchise. So we're just giving up more for a guy we're not even passionate about? Greg and Hudson, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing wonderful.
I just wanted to comment on Mary Kay's, assessment of Jalen Milroe. If I was drafting, if I had a draft board set up right now, I wouldn't even have this guy on my draft board.
Ooh.
Just hear me out here.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Physically, I'm not going to argue. He can run like a deer. He cannot throw the ball at a professional level. He does not throw people open. He does not have no touch on the ball. He has no arm strength to, you know, throw into windows. I don't think he's very bright at reading coverages. And here's the thing that really that stirs me about him. He played at Alabama for 2 years. He was a starting quarterback at Alabama. Arguably one of the most talented colleges in the country. The guy never won a bowl game. So where's the leadership here? I don't understand where all these people are getting, you know, going gaga over this guy. It's just another example of the NFL. They have to have quarterbacks drafted in the first round or the league's going to go under. They force these guys in here. These guys now, if they were in last year's draft, wouldn't even be drafted in the first round.
I mean, everything you said, Greg, makes him out to be a perfect project that you wouldn't take in the first round.
Exactly.
I hate to put it like this.
I mean, does Anthony Richardson bring a bell to you?
Well, I think what it becomes, though, is the draft is a giant TV show. That's why they made it 3 days long. And if it's a weak draft class for quarterbacks, it's going to create a conversation of where this guy goes, because I do not think TV producers care if he's sitting. I don't think they care if he's sitting in the green room. I do not think they well, care I, at all. It's hey, it's your decision to accept the thing or
I
not.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, well, but that's what they want. That's what they want.
It's good TV though.
Yeah, it's great television. Because I'll sit there tonight if he's falling out of it.
What about the guy whose job is just, you know, depends on, you know, drafting these guys, like the GM, for example.
If you don't like him, you sit there and let him wait. It was his decision to accept the invitation, not mine. I didn't make.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, what about these guys? What is going through their minds making these decisions? Their jobs depend on this stuff, you know. And I don't get where they're moving this guy up the charts, you know, and willing to maybe, give draft capital away for him.
I really don't think they are. That's right. Well, I totally agree with you, Greg. I totally agree with you. And I got to let you go. And I thank you very much for the call. I totally agree. But this is a giant television show. I don't think I think it's very easy to find a lot of general managers and goes, he's smart. He comes from great family. He did go to a place like Alabama. These are three great things here. He's a physical specimen. Four great things there. It's a bad draft class for quarterbacks. They're not a great draft class for quarterbacks. Do you think a team would take a risk on him? Hell yeah, a team would take a risk on him. I mean, look at the guy. He's a fantastic athlete. And if he had the proper amount of time, he might be able to reach the ceiling. Okay, let's send him an invitation, see if he'll go to the draft. Because if he accepts the invitation and he goes high in the draft, we're talking about him like crazy. If he accepts the invitation and he just sits there, people are going to feel bad for him. And then they'll still talk about him. And we'll still keep going back to the green room or wherever they're sitting. I think it's a giant parking lot up there in Green Bay tonight. And they'll go, nobody's taking Jalen Milroe. And someone's going to go, shades of Malik Willis a few years ago, right? Yeah, yeah. And they'll keep going to the board. And they'll keep going back to Mel Kiper. And they'll keep talking about where he is on the board. It's a television show. And other guys have been sucked into it before. And he might be the latest one. And so it's still going to be up to him, no matter where he's drafted, if it's tonight or if it's in the third round tomorrow night. It's still up to him, because one of the best stories that we like to tell, I know he's kind of turned into whatever, Aaron Rodgers, it's one of the best stories ever. He sat there in the green room for, 27 picks?
An eternity.
Exactly. And then there's one of the worst stories ever, where Johnny Manziel sat in the green room for 22 picks. And it's all a conversation that we all remember, and it's what the NFL ultimately wants.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects, and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.